Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Girls, am I gonna like you?
It's a dancing move, you're flying. Every girl of your time. Yeah. Ready, me girl. Well, the real good love them step forward and whine. Every good body girl just broke out cause of your time. Man, I promise you the world anytime them see all your whine. And that get you mad cause you want every dime. Cause funny baby. Want it when it's on a rain. Me give back the sugar stick and she no stop call me. In a the wee hours of the morning she no rampy annoy me. She said she want broke a piece of it because it nicer than the chocolate. And right now she says it physically fit and she no ramp with it. So me say Broke it on. Expression them a conqueror. Shana a the advancer. Toko him no exotic dancer. Teach him out love that place dancer. Them a gyal a want rope for you. Keep say the gyal them just a cuff him up. Them a gyal a just a touch me up. Head a panic a want broke me tough. Broke it on.
TM Hyman Radio Live. It's your boy Save James. We're here with you tonight, Hump Day Wednesday, and we're having a little bit of technical difficulty starting out, but everybody's here right now.
Yeah, same thing happening to me. I'm here
same
with
thing
you.
Happening.
Wow.
All
yeah,
right, we're going to keep on going.
Yeah.
All right, so no, I'm not crazy. As long as I know that, I feel better now.
Nah, it's Hump
Curtis Vaughn, because I'm sitting here bugging like if my phone was good all day long, and all of a sudden
technical difficulties up in here, but it's Hump Day, and we are all up in here. That's Save James DMV live, as usual, Tampa coming to you tonight. It's 9:04, hot chocolate plant city already in the building, technical difficulties, like, whoa.
Crazy.
They made sure he put the disclaimer out there. I'm not going crazy. There are issues. And all good.
You like three in a row, just banging on me. Three in a row. Bang, bang, bang.
Definitely not crazy. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hump Day Wednesday. up in here. March 26th, you know, the quarter's almost over. April showers bringing those May flowers, which leads us into the summertime. Y'all got that diet plan popping off right now? We got our personal trainer up in here. Can continue to help us to get right for the summer.
That's right.
I got y'all. I got y'all, ladies.
Hey, ready, set, go to the next level, that is, or maybe not. Hey, tonight's topic, y'all know how we do on Wednesdays, Relationship Wednesdays, Hump Day. You know, is how do you know when you're ready to go to the next level or not? You know, is ready, set, go, or like maybe not go? What is your next level? The next level for you might simply just be a kiss. You know, or the next level might be a French kiss, or the next level might be, you know, going to the movies, or the next level for somebody might be, yo, the bed. Get out of here. The bed was level for some people, because the reality is, you know, hey, that one night, first night, let's get it in, is very real. And then there's some people like, what are you thinking? Never. You know, I don't know you. But the topic tonight is ready, set, go to the next level, or maybe not. How do you know when you're ready to go to the next level in your relationship? That's what we talk about up in here, and we want to hear from you. We'll be right back, hopefully with no more difficulties. It's Hump Day Wednesday, Deep Bible Radio.
Prayer.
Yeah. Don't worry about how I get my money, just know I get my money. Don't worry about how I spend my money, boy, I got a lot. Don't worry about that car I drive, don't worry about that bike I ride. Don't worry about them diamonds and that bezel on my watch. Don't worry about it, don't worry about it. Don't worry about a motherfucking thing. Don't worry about it, don't worry about it. We got a strap up in here from the plane. When time passing, I'm not around. Saying I'm out of town. Probably moving them bricks around. They swear they know how I get down. Don't worry about what I'm doing. Don't worry about what I'm doing. My closet full of that fly shit. Black car when I buy shit. Still the shit to get out with. These niggas on my dick. Don't worry about what I'm doing. Don't worry about what I'm doing. That's your fault, I understand. I seen it all on Instagram. I'm just from the past. I done been all in that area. Don't worry about what I'm doing. Don't worry about what I'm doing. Don't worry about how I get my money, bitches know I get my money. Don't worry about how I spend my money, boy, I got a lot. Don't worry about that car I drive, don't worry about that bike I ride. Don't worry about them diamonds and that bezel on my watch. Don't worry about it, don't worry about it. Don't worry about a motherfucking thing. Nah, don't worry about it,
don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it,
don't worry about it.
We got a strap up in here if you're playing.
Me worry about my record deal, cause I still got my plug. Don't be worry about my crib, she get money at that club. Don't be worry about my partner, we get money, we eat.
I am
talk shit about a real nigga, you must be tweet. Don't be worry about my whereabouts, money all I care about. Being real my neighborhood, play with me and I'ma earn it. Why you worry about my money, nigga? You think I'm broke? Fair worry about what I'm doing, think I'm selling dope. I may be and I may not, go to jail, I may rot. I ain't never gon' snitch, new. Never been no bitch, new. I got big guns, new. Extra large. Y'all new. Got Christian Mars. Talking down on the real new. That's how you get a hater charge.
Don't worry about how I get my money, bitches know I get my money.
Yo.
Don't worry about how I spend my money, boy, I got a lot. Don't worry about that car I drive, don't worry about that bike I ride. Don't worry about them diamonds and that bezel on my watch. Don't worry about it, don't worry about it. Don't worry about a motherfucking thing. Don't worry about it, don't worry about it. We got a strap up in here from the plane. Don't worry about what they're talking about. Don't tell me what that bitch done said. I'm done with it, you can go with it. I'm leaving here with another. But don't worry about how they look at me. My dime's on them, look at me. They be shook at me, wanna just throw the book at me. Don't worry about it, I ain't worried about it. Had time to talk to my legal team. Don't worry about it, I ain't worried about it. These shit they can do to me. Still rockin', still rollin'. We holdin', Bill Foley, you know it. When I start to ball out, when it starts to fall out, throw it up, it fall out the sky. bed, go all out, whole ball, get bought out. That's what I call my lifestyle. Don't worry about how I get my money, bitches know I get my money. Don't worry about how I spend my money, boy, I got a lot. Don't worry about that car I drive, don't worry about that bike I ride. Don't worry about them diamonds and that bezel on my watch. Don't worry about it, don't worry about it. Don't worry about a motherfucking thing. Don't worry about it, don't worry about it. We got a strap up in here from the plane.
Relationship Wednesday around here on TM Hyman Radio. Hump Day, we'll call it, 917-889-3926. I'm your girl, Hot Chocolate, here with the team. TM Hyman, Save James, myself, waiting for Madam C, Little Boston, to come kicking the door, waving the 4-4 like she normally does. We want you to weigh in tonight. Our subject is next level or maybe not. We want to know what your next level is, and how do you know when it's time to go to that next level with that specific person? 917-889-3926 again for you to weigh in and let us know what you think. So, Save.
Yeah.
How did you know when it was time for you to go to the next level? We'll say when it was time for you to propose to your wife, that next time. From girlfriend to wife, how did you know that?
I look at it like this. I don't know if this goes for every guy, but I know most guys, this is how it normally goes. We set different benchmarks as next level to us. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, once we get like from first base to second base, all the way home plate, and then that's becoming the routine. You know, we're single, we're in the streets, we're doing our thing or whatever like that. Each time, each experience, you know, adds to the plate. You know, so it's like, I'm good with, I've done the one-night stands before, so now, I had the seasonal chick. Each woman brought something different to the table to where you figure out, you know, okay, I know what I want out of a woman. So each experience is like another piece of progress to whatever next level you may have not have been afraid of the last time that, you know what I'm saying, this time that you may have been last time. So, like, it's kind of like a gradual increase to trying to trust somebody and all of that. So it just comes along with different stages that you cross. And then once you know what a good combination of all of that is, you know what good sex is. You know what a good head on their shoulders is. You know what, good values are after you get a certain point in your life. So when you find the right combination of all of that, then it's just like, all right, well, you know, I could keep looking, but I know what I got. I know what I have right here.
Right.
So, you know, it's just up to the individual to make that conscious decision and you know, go all in with the situation and, you know, put all the apprehensions aside and just go with your gut. Nine times out of ten,
I'm sorry. Say, go ahead. Finish.
Nah, that was really all.
Like,
you know.
For me, I think the next level includes family in some way, shape, or form. You know, for a long time, we can go without ever knowing anybody in the family, and so when you start, you know, when it's time to meet moms, okay, you know, she want me to meet her mom. She must be digging me. You know, when it's
Progress.
Time to meet dad, when it's time to meet dad, oh, snap, she wanted me to meet dad. Now, if dad is even around, right, okay, she really must be digging me. You know, when it's time to meet grandma, when it's time to meet my uncle, when family's involved, typically, you know you go on to the next level. So I ask you, even as it related to that proposal, had you already been down that family introduction pathway,
trail? Yeah. It was actually kind of easy because, like, our families have known each other for years. You know, our families have history with each other. You know, like, her grandmother and my grandmother were like really close friends. And her grandfather and the pastor of my church that I grew up in back in Mount Vernon were like best friends. So I used to see her when we was kids. You know what I'm saying? We're going to each other's church or whatever. And then, like, she moved away for a while, and, you know, I met up with her later on. So we knew each other, you know what I'm saying, from as kids before. And so the family thing was, like, the thing of the, you know, that was one on the bridge. It was having to, I guess, having to inject myself all the way in, though. It was kind of like fitting, you know, a circle into a square. You know, it wasn't fitting at first. But, you know, it's like, that's part of the growing pains with it, though. That's what you're up against with all families.
Next level. And I know we talking next level and people thinking next level sex and they ready for us to go in on a sex piece. Hey, but
well, I'm ready.
I like to pause and give this public service announcement to everybody who looks at marriage as this horrible, ratchet thing. Say, give them the PSA on marriage and how good it is.
It's, when you got the right person that got your best interest at heart, then it's always a good deal. That's what you have to understand. If y'all have common goals, share common values, and have this, you know, and have the same direction in life, then that's a good foundation, you know. And once you have that as a dude, once you have that woman at your back, it makes a difference in your moves because they're very detail oriented. Guys, we don't pay attention to details. We don't really care. We just want the end result. And that really helps having to stay on top, say, pay attention to detail and care with, like, you know, some men could be. But it's not a bad deal. It's actually a good deal. It keeps you out of trouble, bottom line.
Young men. Yeah, young men promote marriage. When we come back, we're going in. That level's back.
I cannot.
Westside, Bank Head. They want
from. Where you from?
Everything y'all did.
What it is?
It been done. My shoe game, my shoe game. You can't touch this.
Hey.
Instead of hollering by fuck me. No, fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Instead of hollering by fuck me.
Hold up.
Nah, fuck that bitch. What you wanna do here? Throw my float like real bell. Still working on getting the cool clear. You ain't got none of my shoe gear. Red on the bottom right there, red. Shout out to your mother, her hair red. Girl, you ugly and your friend ugly. And both y'all look so scary. I don't wanna get married. Treat you a bird, Perry. I ain't so good, dude. Like, boy, get fat, eat salad.
Nah.
On round the round, no guinea, no blanket. Got your main bang, my d***. She ain't nothing.
You lame.
Her hips fast, seen her walk past her like. She seen my Audemars, she try to touch that. I said,
hold up.
I bang, riding the drop top
rain road.
I train, I'm a pimp, Trinidad Jane Cole. Westside, Bank Head. They want
from. Where you from?
Everything y'all did.
What it is?
It been done. My shoe game, my shoe game.
What?
You can't touch this.
Hey.
Instead of hollering by fuck me.
Hold up.
No, fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Instead of hollering by fuck me.
Hold up.
Nah, fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Instead of hollering by fuck me.
Hold up.
Nah, fuck that bitch. Three. FDV man, fly like L-Train. Man, he lose, got Chuck boys on, he ain't got that pair, man. With my LDB clip, 33 DD. You can tell that treat, man, that. Ain't studying that cheap treat. Sit for birthday. Where's your skirt at? All I like is blowing it, don't even like pay. Y'all so wet, and you so green. I pull up on the scene in the green saline. Yep, on too clean. Westside was up first. Y'all got my supper. I don't trust that cheap before I do that, y'all. I might need me a rubber. Belly on rotund. One whip, four gun. If you see the baby mama, holla.
There ain't no one.
Westside, Bank Head. They want
from. Where you from?
Everything y'all did.
What it is?
it been done. My shoe game, my shoe game. Can't touch this.
Hey,
instead of hollering by fuck me. No, fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Instead of hollering by fuck me. No, fuck that bitch.
I'm on the radio live. Yo, that was Young Dro with Don't Trust That Chick. And it is Hump Day Wednesday, people. Oh, my gosh. It's the end of the month already. I am Madam Boston. What's up, crew? What's going
you
on?
Over,
he is
you over there doing a nay-nay?
Consequently.
Doing a nay-nay.
You, I heard you when we brought it back in talking about, hey, I thought you might have been getting your nae-nae
oh,
on.
Hey, I can't do the nae-nae unless somebody can come pick me up. I can't do that
funny.
For my best, y'all. Mm-hmm. What's going on?
Hmm?
I think what's going
okay.
on?
Oh, okay. Yeah, we talking about when to take to the next level tonight. That's the topic. When you move from, you know, letting them hit every night to letting them stay over for a little while.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
That's not the only question, but.
Oh, that's not where we're going with it?
I mean, we're going there, but there are different levels. And we're discussing what the different levels are as well. So
okay.
I guess that can be the next level.
when can I leave my Tim's over there?
Tim's and a toothbrush.
Yeah, I gotta leave my toothbrush. Tin foil on the top. So you know what's mine?
The color cover.
Tin foil, really?
Yo. Oh, my gosh, and your toothbrush is going to stink.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Is anybody in that status where they're ready to take it to the next level? Not you, say. We know you've already taken it.
I was
about
to say, you should be asking yourself that question.
Hey,
ask me.
Look, I go up too hard at you, so I not you. I talk about the other ones up here.
I think in life right now, I'm definitely ready to go to the next
snap.
Level.
You hear that?
I heard it.
I just turned 38 years old. Get out of here.
Congratulations.
All right.
I think, you know, when you look at the fact that you're not 28, you know what I'm saying, you're not 18, the reality is get it together. And so for me, next level is family, is stability, and I'm definitely there. I'm definitely there.
Right
but this is the deal. I won't do it for nothing other than the fact of what Sage said. This is the right one for me. Because it's a lot of them that think they're the right one for me.
Yeah, me.
But, you know what I'm saying? And so it's about me knowing that this is the right one for me.
I am not going to act
that out.
All right,
that's
now. All right. And also, like, for real, like really. I mean, because I think, see, and that's why I say that, I know we touched on it, like, in shows before, but that's why I think it's usually the man who kind of decides when, like, to take it to that next level. I mean, like, yes, the woman, you know, has to agree to it, and her mind has to already be there. But I think it's the men who go to the next level.
I think when it stays. I think when it stays. But I think on average, the woman leads and we follow only because we sniffing the whole way. You know what I'm saying? But when we make up our mind that she's the one that we want, it's typically long-term because guess what? She's the one we want.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it's like you were saying,
right.
It's like what you were saying, that they lead. It's kind of like, you know, they may not, I would say, you know, initiate the, you know, the chess move to take it there, but they're going to set the path for you to take the chess move, like you were saying. They'll set the lead. They're going to drop hints, have certain conversations all the time, you know, and you got to pick up on it. Because if you don't,
I think she should validate, because a lot of times she keeps us on our toes. But
I'm not saying that she shouldn't. But I'm just agreeing with your point. I'm making a case for your point. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah.
I agree with you.
They should say something.
Absolutely. But again, I think it shifted. Things have shifted. To keep it all scriptural, you know, it says, he that findeth. See, the difference is, a lot of times, we ain't really feeling it, and she's feeling it, and it's really she that findeth. And that's why it falls to pieces, because it's upside down.
Yeah. Maybe she's just nudging. She nudges a little too hard, and that's where the findest thinketh that it happeneth.
Happeneth?
Yes, happeneth.
I heard
it. Happeneth. I mean, I think it's also about maturity in relationships too, right? Because I think, you know, when I was 18, when I was 28, it was just about next level. To me, next level was 2 hours into us being out for the first time. When we going to the next level? I'm ready 2 hours later.
Right.
Damn, son.
So ask me what my next level is. My next level.
Ready,
is
boy.
I'm talking to Marriott.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
ready.
It's not good.
That's all right.
Product placement.
As we get older, we realize that it's more than the physical attraction that's gonna keep you popping.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Just get that out the way, right, to see if you get along in that, right, and then it's not, there's no need to even keep going forward.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Right. Hey, if you've just joined the show, we wilding right now, but we're about to turn up because it's only 9:27. Hey, it's hump day. What is your next level, and how do you know when you're ready to go there? Hey, what I want to know is, how many folks have had one-night stands on this platform? We'll find out when we come back. TM Holland Radio. Hey, we're the network.
Bumba Cloud, shoot the bonfire, man.
Baby girl, you are loving us another. You may tell me that whenever. Some will love on forever. Step up for that in the area. Step me some your team, them out there. I said, Dolly, show me, Dolly, my baby. Wolfie, yeah. Dolly, show me, Dolly, my baby. Yeah. I miss a Dolly, miss a Dolly, my Mary. Yeah. I miss a Dolly, miss a Dolly, my lady. Yeah. I said, she love me and she driving me crazy. Yeah. I said, she love me and she driving me crazy. It's just the way she smiles, Philip and Ross and Johnny. And when she smiles, I miss the cat and Dolly Pumpy. The girl that tells me says she want the milk and she honey. She comes to the place and hold the general and get her honey. Say, Mr. Cat, you are my one and my only. She said, I like it when you're driving me crazy. Oh, baby girl, you know I love you manly. I said, I love it like all the fish, them just a swimming on the sea. And I love it like all the pocket money, love some money. And I love it like all the clips, I know it, love a baby. If all of the girls should leave and they should go across the sea. No matter, baby girl, you are my one and only. Cause you're my darling, you're my darling, oh, baby. Honey, my darling, you're my darling, oh, Mary. I'm Mr. Dolly, Mr. Dolly, my baby. Honey, you're Dolly, Mr. Dolly, my baby. But I said, let love go, baby. Let the lover stay. And let the lover keep us shining bright along the way. Come on, friend, Mr. Cathy, Marty, girl, them DJ. You're my Dolly, you're my Dolly, my lady. Honey, my Dolly, you're my Dolly, my baby. I'm Mr. Dolly, Mr. Dolly, my Mary. I'm Mr. Dolly, Mr. Dolly, my honey. I said, this girl, after killing me with charms. When I'm on, and the kissing and promise to send a loving baby girl to the song. Bling, bling, who's that with Super Ken? Just Black, where my troopers at?
Uptown,
well, they got my back, but I'm still trapped. Got the real fat, fat track for my ill rap. Black, ain't no shame in my game, Jesse West is real. You think that I will scoop your girl? Oh, yes, I will. Check it, check it. It's a tactic, I'm a racket. I make fellas jump up and girls get my naked. So, bring it round the rosy, pocket full of dozy. You know me, I'm low-key. I'm smoking like a stogie. There is no way you can see me like Stevie. Wonder how I'm living dick, how I'm living lovely. It's a bad boy, 93, we coming through. Kick it with the flavor, dude. Hit you on the 1 and 2. Send you on the mission. And you think I'm crazy. Super cat, dally, 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 my baby.
You're crazy.
Nah, nah. Pump that hop. Flick, super funk, I took home with mad props. I beat the funky pop remix. Get my man remix. It's the hot shit that they kick on your radio. It's the bad boy, so make your bad noise, so 93, so act like you know, bro. Daddy rolling through a super cat in every day. So what you say, what you say? I love it when you call me Big Pop, but the show stop, but the rhyme drop, but super cat past the clock. I see you shivering. Check the flavor, Biggie Smalls is delivering. Lyrical lyrics, just flowing lyrics out my larynx. Chubby competitor, quick to kick the chump in the chest. Yes, it's bad boy,
right.
On to the core. Yeah, I can't take it no more. Out.
Down 1-7-8-8-9-3-9-2-6 is the number to dial. We end this joint tonight, Big, with the fam, the team, the crew, TM Hyman Radio, General TM Hyman, Madam Barbiturate Boston, Strong Shin.
Barbiturate. Thank you.
Strong Shin, son.
Yes, thank you. I'm here, baby. Yes.
Do push-ups with a chin, son.
Push-ups with your elbows.
And the ground gets scuffed when she gets up.
Don't get started, all right? We'll never get to the subject.
You guys,
we can go.
The mature Eartha. Hot Eartha chocolate.
Hot Eartha chocolate.
Yes, I love it.
What in the world?
Along with Miss Scott, Sister Scott. Yes.
We can't be Sister Scott with this conversation. We're going to have to put Sister Scott on the back burner.
That's why to bring you to the No Panties character. So you got coming off.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Hot Eartha chocolate, no panties.
No panties. Wow. Hump Day Wednesday.
Really?
Wow.
Exactly.
Hump Day Wednesday. We talking about next level business over here, man. And,
wow.
I caught
the visual of Hot Eartha Chocolate laid back with her hands on her head talking about
Rick. Wow. Y'all are too much.
Before the break, we were talking about the topic, and so if you're just joining us, go back and check it from the very beginning of update. How do you define next level? How do you know when you're ready to take it there? But before we go further, in the past we've talked about one night stands. But, and this might be inappropriate for some, but I'm just going to throw it out there anyway. It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday. It's 9:34. Kids are getting ready for bed.
Yes.
Are we brave enough to say how many one-night stands we've actually had? Can you give a ballpark figure? Can you round it off to the nearest 10?
Yeah.
Damn. You're not even giving them a chance to think.
Well, really? Damn!
The hell? He said under 10, right?
Wow, bro.
Nah, son. He said, can you round to the nearest 10 is what he said.
There's true heathen on this show.
No chance of single numbers. That's crazy.
Wow.
I thought he said
all right, well, who's going first? Who's going to jump it off?
Okay, because so I can actually start off because it was my question. I really can't even, believe it or not, I really can't even tell you how many one-night stands I've had. I can tell you that it was, I would say it was in my entire life, it was less than 30.
That's a good run.
I'll say less than 30. And again, I live a redeemed. I live a redeemed life. I'm no longer a heathen.
Uh oh. Wow. I know that's right. Baptized in the water. It has been washed away.
Next.
Wow. We need a female for balance. We need a female for balance right now.
All right, I'll go ahead. I'll go ahead.
Can you hear them?
Nah. I'm gonna go ahead, I liked the approach as far as the redeemed heathen lifestyle. So I too will take that road, only because it's true. Whatever. And wow.
At least I put my facts out first and then hit you with the
blow. I'm saying.
Get softer than the blow.
Mine is less than 20, and I'm older than you.
That's my disclaimer.
My disclaimer. Yes.
Okay. All right, we'll take that.
I don't know. I had pretty moderate numbers when it came to that because I had a lot of next day stands. Like maybe, you know what I'm saying? Like maybe it wasn't. Something went wrong that night, but the next day it was on and popping. You know what I mean? So I had a lot of, if we consider those, you know what I'm saying? I had about equal amount of those as I did one night. But if you combine the two.
Wow, he just changed the formula on us?
Yes, he did.
He did. And they do, those do count. Those do count, though.
Right.
Nah, those count.
Because I'm talking about, like, maybe, like, we was both too inebriated. We came home together, both too inebriated to do anything. But that morning rollover, we got a cracking. So I don't know if it is, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if that's considered or, even like I said, if, you know, something happened that night that we were trying to go and something happened with a girl, she had to give a girl a ride home, whatever, and we got the next day because we already knew what it was, and then bang. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm considering in that form. If we're talking about strictly that same night action, then I don't know. I'll say it's like under 20, close to that, under 20. But like I said, those other ones, the next day ones, kind of
nah, the morning encounter still counts as
still counts?
The night. Yeah, so.
Okay, all right. Well, then I'll say close to 20, but you could double that number if you can count the morning afters or whatever. But I guess it was moderate.
You turned the math problem into an algebra problem.
Yes, now CeeLo.
I'm sitting here thinking my ass off. I'm like, well.
And CeeLo, please don't make it calculus. Please don't make it calculus.
I'm not. Because actually, I'm serious. I don't know if y'all might not believe this, but I'm under 10 on that. Because I was in long
mm.
relationships for a long time. Like, dead ass. I didn't. Yeah. I could say, yeah, under 10.
So
like,
Boston,
and I remember names and everything.
With that being said, and I believe that, and that that's a modest number. With that being said, what do you define as next level? What is your next level in a relationship, and how do you know when you get there?
Let's see. Are we start like just from date one or something like that? Like, is that our platform?
Date one, absolutely.
Okay. You know what? It takes me a while to, like, actually believe people. You know what I mean? So it's like, I don't know. It takes me a minute to get to that next level. But then once I get to the next level, spending time together, like actually spending time with me.
We first asked you, what is next level?
allowing them to be in my space. Allowing them to be in my space constant.
Oh.
Yeah. I really don't.
So that mean come. That mean coming to your house. Does that mean coming to your house?
Yeah, like come in my house and chill or what have you. Yeah.
Okay.
Like I was just around me, but like I wouldn't just introduce him to my daughter, nothing like that.
And so what's the time frame?
I think that's case by case.
No, I don't disagree.
I mean, like. I'll even say, like, the situation I'm in now.
Situationship.
Yes, right. I didn't mean to, right. I didn't mean to call it that, but what have you. Whatever. Like, with this person, I felt like I wanted to still be around them. So I let them come around me. If I don't, then I won't be around them at all. You know what I'm saying? So it's like it's based off of how comfortable I feel with them being in my space. Because y'all know I'm moody as hell. So if they can ride with me on that.
Word.
They're pretty good.
Word. Hey, we're going to pause for the calls. Come right back. I want to know what Hot Chocolate's next level is. What's the next level? Hump Day Wednesday. Hot Earth.
Make it sound so exciting.
Kind of, right?
All the mother is lame and you know it now. When a real nigga hold you down, you supposed to drown. Bam. Bam.
Honey.
What you doing in the club on a Thursday? She said she only here for a girl birthday. They order champagne but still look thirsty. Rock Forever 21 but just turned 30. I know I got a bad reputation. Walk around always mad reputation. Leave a pretty girl sad reputation. Start a fight club, bad reputation. I turned the nightclub out of the basement. I turned the plane around, your ass keep complaining. How you gon' be mad on vacation? Dutton running around all these Jamaicans. This that prime, this that what we do, don't tell your moms. This that red cup all on the launch. Got a fresh cut straight out the salon. And let the word paint 1,000 pictures. One good girl is worth 1,000 bitches. Bam. Bam.
Honey.
I wanna fuck you hard on the sink. After that, give you something to drink. Step back, can't get my fuck on the mink. I mean, damn, what would Jerome, Rome think? Hey, you remember where we first met? Okay, I don't remember where we first met. But hey, admitting is the first step. And hey, you know, ain't nobody perfect. And I know, with the hoes, I got the worst rep. But hey, the backstroke, I'm trying perfect. And hey, hey, yo, we made the Thanksgiving. So, hey, maybe we can make it to Christmas. She asked me what I wish for on my wish list. Have you ever asked your fucking other bitches? Maybe we could still make it to the church step. But first, you gon' remember how to forget. After all these long ass verses, I'm tired, you tired, Jesus wept.
9:45 in San Diego, California. It's 9:45 in Hollywood, Florida. What's going on? Thanks for rocking with us inside Hump Day Wednesday. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. What's your next level, and how do you know when it's time to take it to the next level in your relationship? That's the topic tonight. Go back and listen to the podcast from the tippity top. Hey, big up to Mr. Michael J. Muhammad, who stopped past Monday, running for mayor in the city of Norfolk. This dude is fearless, and I appreciate the fact that, you know, he's exhibiting some extreme leadership. There's others who could take really take a real good, not going to say lead from him, but I think you could learn something from what he's attempting to do. And it's not even about really winning the race at this point for me, although, you know, God bless him. It's about him standing up to a huge government that exists in the city of Norfolk under the leadership of Mr. Paul Fram, who's been the mayor there for 28 years. What he's trying to do is major. And again, thank you for stopping past. The election in Norfolk is May the 6th. You cannot sit back and do nothing and say that you support government in the city of Norfolk. Even if you don't vote for him, get out and vote. That's your obligation. And so, again, support him. He's making some major moves, and he's not scared.
He definitely is not.
And so, again, any man that's able to stand up unfearful of entities that terrify a lot of us because they don't look like us, again, big up to him. And we support him here on this platform. We didn't get a lot of questions in on Monday, and so he called me the next day.
That's said, damn sure.
How did I do, brother? I said, well, I think, you know, you definitely helped people to understand who you were and what your concerns were if they didn't know who you were. And so we didn't interrupt him, but he had a lot to say, and we let him get it out. And so we'll have him back before the second. And we're going to ask questions that we want to ask, and we will cut him off and interrupt him, and I did set that expectation. But, again, big up to Minister Michael J. Muhammad, you know, a pupil of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. You know, hey, folks, you can't sit on the sidelines and talk about being in the game. You got to stand
right.
Up or you will, you know, fall for anything. Get
fall
out.
For anything.
Stay all night long. Earth of Chocolate. What's your next level?
Lord, jumped right on over, didn't you? He jumped right on over.
Yo, that sounds good. I like that.
Eartha Chocolate. Wow.
Okay, there you go.
I like how that sounds.
Okay.
What's your next level? What's your next level, and how do you know when you're ready, when you're ready to go there?
She's walking up the side of a chair leg right now. She's thinking about it.
I can't with you.
Okay.
Well, currently in my life, my next level is change. My kids are grown. Got one going into or finishing his second year of college currently, and you know.
Damn.
Whatever.
Yeah,
and one, hopefully looking to go into an era of change because he is, you know, got a steady girlfriend and all that stuff, making moves, doing things. Okay, so, I think I know just because everything else around me is settled, and I don't feel like I'm settled. Even being where I am right now for the last 8 years, it doesn't feel like home for me. So my next level with the person who I am currently seeing is, I guess, just really to see how we continue to progress, which is good. And if it does continue to progress well, then where we'll end up together. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I hope they listening. I hope they listening.
Uh-oh.
Whatever.
that's what we're talking about. Well, I guess with that being said, and you living a redeemed life, me asking you, you know, when did you cut off the booty calls? Is that inappropriate?
No, that don't love him because he's still a troublemaker. No, that's not really inappropriate. Before him, the booty calls were not really, I would per se, cut off. I mean, they stopped once.
Exactly. Okay. Let's hear it for the boys.
Damn right.
Stupid. No, they stopped once. Once I realized that I wanted to be serious about what I was doing with him. There was no need for me to really do that. You know, it's hard for me to focus on more than one thing, so I don't make that practice of dating multiple people. It doesn't work for me. Not seriously.
Right, because serious, I mean, like, and then just for clarification, dating seriously includes having sex. But if you're not dating seriously, that just means hanging out, you know, going for drinks or going to the movies, just chilling, you know, maybe not even being intimate at all. You know what I'm saying?
There
outside of, like, you know, maybe holding hands or something like that. He's just terrible.
So, I mean, but I think that's the sentiment of most when they hear something like that, right? But let me ask, because I'm going to tell you something. I heard something recently that blew me away, and I was like, nah, I can't imagine. But I recently heard about a 50-year-old a Caucasian male who's still a virgin.
What?
50 years old. So, I mean, so he can't say what's not.
Not good.
I mean, hold on. Now, pause. Think about the women that are technically virgins because they've never had sex with a man, but they're, you know, with a woman. They're still technically virgins, right?
What?
Oh.
I'm lost.
She's trying to say if a man never penetrated and they just been getting busy with chicks.
Virgin?
If they got hit with the strap on, I don't know.
Nah, like, I don't know.
That's the extenuating circumstance, I guess, huh?
Wow.
I was throwing that out there, you know. I know people are just like that.
Yeah, people sitting around wondering.
Oh, right. Not for the ones who going through it. They know exactly.
Wow.
Hey, we going to keep the wild going. hey, if you want to chime in, 917-889-3926. We'll talk to you on the other side.
Come in, Lola.
Come on, let's toast to champagne. This one's for the life. Did everything it could just to be here for the night. Man, it feels good. Everything is right. Energy is strong enough to fight until it lights. My whole team with it, no vision or grit. I'd rather say I did than let them buzzers say I didn't. Let them talk about it, man. I'm already living. I risk my life to try every day to go and get it, get it, get it. Came from the bottom, no one said it would be fair. Now I'm on this money, lounging like it's a beach chair. Papa don't preach, all we do is just reach here. Raise round. We just happy to be here, spot them, got them. Let your soul pay your dues, while my doing magic. Voodoo, Moulin Rouge, that's a tactic that they use. Shoot them high, then suck them dry. Before you know it, her Q7 is buzzing by. The queen pin to the kingpin, redeems him. The boat comes, the drums, my team wins. Yeah, this the life that we make. In the dark like a sweet come on, serenade. Come on, let's toast to champagne. This one's for the life. Did everything it could just to be here for the night. Man, it feels good. Everything is right. Energy is strong enough to fight until it lights. My whole team winning. No vision or grit. I'd rather say I did than let them buzzers say I didn't.
supreme ballers. All my got SBs. Triple doubles, both wrist and neck freeze. Triple doubles, two and tech squeeze. Triple doubles, two and check please. Woo! They love me on my Ric Flair. Woo! In that Phantom like I'm Blair Witch. Woo! Who are you to be compared with? Woo! Ain't no that you bled with. Caught cases, ran base and rolled aces. Lick shots or left bodies with no traces. Yeah, this the life that we make. In the dark like a sweet
come
serenade.
Come on, let's start the champagne. This one's for the life. Did everything it could to be here for the night. Man, it feels good. Everything is right. Energy is strong and I'm fighting to the light. My whole team winning. No vision or quit. I'd rather say I did than let some buzzers say I didn't. Let them talk about it, man. I'm already living. I risk my life to try every day to go and get it.
Look, my Ouija board don't ever lie to me. The best rapper living, I know who's alive to me. Yeah, the competition's all but died to me. Rah! I make these fuckers hide from me. This Sergio Tashini like we uphold. You just posing for them pics so you can upload. Yeah, this the life that we made. In the dark like a sweet
come on,
serenade.
Let's talk the champagne. This one's for the life. Did everything it could to be here for the night. Man, it feels good. Everything is right. Energy is strong and I'm fighting to the light. My whole team winning. No vision or quit. I'd rather say I did than let some buzzers say I didn't. Let them talk about it, man. I'm already living. I risk my life to try every day to go and get it.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
We're back, top of the hour. Matter of fact, 10:01, and that was a double dose of a little bit of VA flavor, Pusha T, and Pharrell rounding it out with Happy. And if you would like to submit your original music for our Money Monday sessions, once they ramp back up with our Grammy Award-winning producer and artist, Nokio from Drew Hill, live right here on TM Hyman Radio, just email us your MP3 formatted music to tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. We'll send you an email confirmation once we receive it. Make sure that we get back to you with all of the information that you need with your air date and how you can get your feedback direct from Nokia and the rest of us on the panel as well, because, you know, we know a little something too. It's just a little something. But we're back with the General T.M. Hyman himself, your girl, Madam CeeLo Boston, Save James, and our topic tonight is next level. What is yours? When are you able to recognize it? And what's your move? What do you do next? You want to weigh in? It's 917-889-3926. Now,
let's see. I say like that.
I think I have a question, but I'm not really sure. I'm a hold it. I need to really figure out how I want to communicate it to the gents.
And just come out with it.
Nah, let me marinate on it just a little bit.
Oh, boo. Just come out with it. You got a tough skin.
No, I'm good. Let's continue. We'll continue.
Boo. Which had the sound.
It's a teaser. It's a teaser.
Before
the end of the show. Nah. I ain't gonna do it. I ain't doing it for the Vine. I ain't gonna do it. I love that little girl. She's adorable.
Well, I know that even though, like, I can say that, you know, it's a case by case thing with, like, going to the next level. But, you know, it's funny when a man is letting you know that he wants you, the things that you guys do to get a woman's attention. And, I mean,
for example?
For instance, like how you guys know that I don't do that whole texting thing, right?
Yes, we know, CeeLo. We know that you don't text and you're not mushy and you don't like lovey-dovey, touchy-feely type, right? Okay, yes.
Yes, that's what I was saying, all that, yeah, right? What's interesting is that my male counterpart, he's not bothered by it. I mean, like, he still comes around. I don't have to, because you guys know I'm home. Like, I'm not going to it. I'm here. So, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, it took me, let's see, I knew him about 6 months before I felt comfortable chilling with him like that.
Well, I'm not sure that anybody who is described as a male counterpart should be chilled with like that anyway.
Right.
I mean, okay, and the reason why, and I will tell you guys why I say it like that, because I know that it's temporary. I mean, like, realistically, in my mind, it's temporary.
Why is it temporary?
Because, I mean, he's going to want kids and stuff like that. I'm not pushing nothing out of here. You know what I mean? Like, my kid's 15. I'm not.
Do you know that for sure, that he's going to want kids?
Yeah, we spoke about it. He's expressed he wanted children. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to, I'm not going to try to talk nobody out of nothing like that, because kids are, you know, wonderful thing. Yeah. Yeah, it's wonderful to have another you in this world.
But I've never heard, of someone referred to as my male counterpart. that sounds like you know, your best friend. you know, somebody that, you know, that's like your shadow, not in a relationship, intimate perspective, though.
Said your shadow?
Oh, yeah.
That's fab.
Right, that's funny, right?
Shadow.
Like my road dog. He sounds like her road dog.
Yeah, and I guess it is more so like that.
Benefits? Road dog with benefits?
I mean, the benefits are there, but it's not about that. You know what I mean? Like, when it's done, it's enjoyed. It's not that holds it together, I guess. Yeah, it's not the thing that holds
Does
it together.
Does he know that he's just a counterpart and that's it?
Yeah.
And who's enjoying it, you or him?
Apparently he is, too, because he still shows up.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, I mean, yeah, I'm pretty difficult to get along with sometimes. And, yeah, so we don't argue or anything like that.
How did you know?
But I don't think
did you know when that next level to intimacy was ready with your road dog? Somebody that you knew is temporary from the gate, he's temporary. When did you know it was safe? When did you trust him enough to actually cross the line in this situation?
You know what? Actually, it was a mutual thing. We both were feeling each other and had no problem expressing it verbally or otherwise. So it was like a natural progression. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like each time, you know what I mean, like that it went a little bit further. It just kind of did. No, it did. Not even kind of. It did. But the thing is, when did I realize that it was temporary? When he was talking about wanting children. And, yeah. Nah. I'll adopt. I'm all for that. But, yeah. Mm-mm. I couldn't carry it anyway. It hurt my back and trying to be in a wheelchair the whole
time. Oh, wow.
No,
wow.
Thank you. That's too much. Yeah, I couldn't do all that, yeah, for real. Physically, anyway. To be carrying around a baby, carrying things, like, he'd have to do everything. I'd be able to change diapers and stuff like that.
That's all you're going to be good for?
But, I didn't say that's all, no.
Just to clarify, because, you know, for a minute you was just mumbling and it all ran together, right? And
oh,
I'm sure
really?
For somebody in Colorado or for somebody out in Kentucky who's listening, I'm sure it sounded like you just said you got it in the wheelchair.
I did not. I said I would not want to be in a wheelchair. I have to be in a wheelchair to be moving around. Mm-mm.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why it sounded like you got it in the wheelchair.
No, I've never gotten it in the wheelchair.
Yet.
No.
Yet.
I know, yet.
Speaking
right,
of,
okay, I'll go for yet. Yeah, okay.
Speaking of getting it in, that's a fantastic segue, and I am ready to ask my question. Unfortunately, it probably can't apply to Sade because he's married already. So, General, you're going to have to hold this down for your males.
I got your back, son. Don't worry about it. I ain't going to leave you out there. I got your back, son.
Never scared.
All right. So, would you, wife, a girl, young lady, right, who you had a one-night stand with, would you consider her wife material, or does that take her off of the consideration list?
Oh, absolutely not. Does not take her off the consideration list. Because, see, one thing about me, even in the midst of a one-night stand, it was quality.
Right.
It was top-notch. So at the end of the day,
he said that with conviction too.
You know, you know why? Because I don't mess with bum bees.
I know that.
All right.
I agree.
No thoughts allowed.
Tell
no thoughts allowed.
Tell
him
again.
I mean, just period. Just the type of work. I mean, I deal with attractive women, you know, smart women, women who make, you know, healthy decisions. I mean, and so, yeah, some of them just happen to be freaks.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
But again, I'm talking about in a different period. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
In my life. But definitely. There were probably some that I probably wouldn't have, it wouldn't have worked out. The chemistry wasn't there. But just like CeeLo said, even if they were one-night stands, I mean, they were women that I knew, you know, in some way, shape, or form previously, had some type of interaction. So, you know, even though it might have been that one encounter, it may not have been just I met her at the mall and it happened. You know, it happened. You know, I mean, nah. You know, not like that. But to answer your question,
right.
No, that wouldn't make me disrespect her or see her differently. Because as mature adults, it was consensual, and clearly there was something that you know we was digging about each other.
Right.
But see, I can agree with that too. So it's not like that sentiment changes. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no, even with, you know, me being in the position that I am, I can agree wholeheartedly with that statement, because I guess when you get to a certain point in life, it isn't going to matter to a man, like,
true.
You know, because it's like, that's just telling me, hey, you know what you like, just like I do.
Right.
And we met in the middle of the road. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the point of fighting it if we know it's going to be an inevitability eventually? You know what I mean? Why not? And a dude like me, I ain't gonna hit it and bounce. I'm gonna keep on hitting it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna call you again, and I'm gonna keep on hitting it till, you know, you tired.
I know.
So for me, I don't necessarily take that same approach. Although I don't disagree, my thing is this: as far as relationships, though, because I keep, and I don't know if this is good or bad. It might be bad, you know, for my wife maybe, because I never closed a lot of relationships. Most women that I dealt with are still my friends today. We may not be together, you know, but the door is still open. So he said he does it until they're tired. I mean, unfortunately, it's a situation to where, even though some of them are in relationships, that door probably still open.
Right.
So, brother, let me clarify what I was saying. You know, I'm being for real, because I can see how it can be spun another way. What I was trying to imply was that I'm gonna, like, every situation that this, it's kind of case sensitive. If I meet you at a certain place and then we end up going, like you said, like on some Marriott stuff or whatever, that's not going to be in the front of my mind, can I make this chick a wife? But it's going to be on situations like you were saying, you knew the chick from before, and the relationship kind of that y'all had kind of led to that. Then you can kind of go in. If you have some kind of prior knowledge of this person before that happens, then, you know, you can handle things differently. It'll be a different kind of outcome or a different set of eyes you're looking at it with, I would say. So if it was just some random joint, then, yeah, you know, I'm still going to call you tomorrow, and that's going to be on some eye. I'm jumping off whenever I can. But if I knew you from before and I was working on it and then it happened, you know, the first time we hung out, yes, I'm still going to call you tomorrow because I'm going to want some more. But it may be with different intentions than the other chick that I just met. You know what I'm saying? So,
hey, yo, let me flip it. Since we're asking questions, let me, like, flip it on some extreme that we've never talked about.
Okay.
And we can pause for the calls, come back on the other side.
Twice in life.
But this is the deal. Listen, how many have ever walked in on a parent who was getting it in on the next level?
Oh, my goodness. Child.
Never.
Wow.
Yes.
Never.
Yes.
Let me tell you
something.
Yo, I did when I was a kid, and I still have that freaking visual today. Hey, let's talk about it when we come back. We humping. Hump Day Wednesday. We back.
My mama's humping.
Now I'm back out here reaping the blessings and getting the benefits that go along with everything that's out here for kings like us. The reason why we like this jewelry and this diamonds and stuff, and they don't understand, it's because we really from Africa, and that's where all this stuff come from, and we originate from kings, you know what I'm saying? So don't look down on the youngsters because they want to have shiny things. It's in our genes, you know what I'm saying? We just don't all know our history, so.
I'm a tourist, new. Money dog, I see flowing, new. Reebok on, I just do it, do it. Look at me, I'm pure, new. I bet the hoes on my door, new. I don't bop, I do the money dance. My bitch whip does 100 grand. Red Virgin, see me slide. Shakespeare, I hope she bout it. Shakespeare, I know she bout it. Vote for me, you know I got it. Vote for me, you know I got it. Vote for me, you know I got it. Shakespeare, I hope she bout it. Come vote for me, you know I got it. Vote for me, you know I got it.
Hope slandered in Rome. Oh, hell Caesar's home. Chin Don, Chow Bella. Come money dance with the good fellas. Hope keep getting that dinero, got it. Even if a nigga gotta rob it, get it. Blackjack in a cut seat, no. A nigga got unlimited credit. A nigga got a lot of vendettas. But we the black mom, we gon' set it. Peel off in a Lamborghini cone tie. 200 in the dash, we gonna rev it. Lucky Luciano, it's what they call me, Paisano. 100 keys, it's a Pagano. Place across the Verrazano. El Pasino, in a villa in Venice, sipping vino. Not bad for Muliano. Y'all know, like we know, I got it. Me, you know I got it. Me, you know I got it. Bad bitch, I hope she bout it. Me, you know I got it. Oh, me, you know I got it. Oh, me, you know I got it. Bad bitch, I hope she bout it. Bad bitch, I know she bout it.
I'm Ryan Bean coming down that beat. Geechee and it with satin sheets. Bad bitch, she a masterpiece. Got a bad bitch, she a masterpiece.
T.M. Hyman Radio Live. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, it's Hump Day Wednesday. How do you know when it's time to take it to the next level? What is the next level? Got a few minutes left in the show before we slide into our adult conversation. Before the break, I was putting out there or asking, how many of us have actually seen our parents take it to the next level? I said walk in on, but I didn't actually walk in on my parents before. I could remember being, and y'all know how we get up in the middle of the night and we doing that sleep walk to the bathroom. And I could remember that sleep walk, like, you know, with your hands and your, you know, rubbing your eyes and just hearing commotion. Hearing commotion as I go past the door. hearing commotion, and I'm looking, trying to see what the commotion is. And it's one of them things you'd be like,
right. I
didn't
want to see that.
You hurting my mama. Stop hurting my mama.
Okay.
What's going on? Yeah, I could never, ever get that visual out of my head. And this is the deal, because y'all know how we, what they did, they froze. I can remember,
yeah.
Please, they froze.
Yeah. Like that was going to make it any better.
All I can remember doing after they froze was just going to the bathroom, keeping that slow creep to the bathroom. Yo, that's a visual I had never been able to get out of my freaking head.
Oh my God.
That's right.
Get off my mama.
That's right.
Am I alone? Am I the only victim on the show?
Well, I can't say
not.
That I walked. I didn't walk in on my father. However, I went to go put in a movie because I was always home. I would be home by myself. I go put in a movie, and it's that bomb music playing, and I'm like. And the picture is really dark, right? But you can see like the people, the silhouette, right? And I'm looking, it's like I brighten the TV. And I'm like, hold on, that's my daddy. I thought it was a porno, like a regular porno.
it was to them.
What? I'm talking about, and I'm looking at it like, wow. when I realized with my father, yo, I had stopped immediately for that tape back. I never said nothing to him about it, but I called my cousin immediately. So I was like, oh, my God, I wanted to scratch my eyeballs out.
Hey, but give people a little bit more background. You know, with the work in full, though. He's not just a porn star. Don't put him
out
there like
not.
That.
Okay, so the deal is this. The reason why, because this was like, I don't know, I guess the 80s or what have you. We had, you know, video equipment. My father was a videographer. So we had a lot of video equipment in the house, lots of, you know, materials. And so it was always like tapes everywhere. You know what I mean? Organized, but it was taped everywhere. So it was one of those things where it wasn't marked, and I thought it was a regular video tape. And right, he had shot, and he had a good angle and everything. I'm telling y'all, he was getting it in. I was proud of my father.
You are crazy.
I was proud of my father. Look, I swear to God, I was like, look, I said, that's why that. I said, that's why that B keep calling here.
Hey, he wasn't doing anything they aren't doing right now. He just didn't have any immediate.
Exactly. Listen, I'm trying to tell you.
Wow.
Yeah, I still won't tell him, and I hope nobody listens to him. Let's keep that between us, y'all.
Unbelievable. Well, hey, I can only share my story because I know my mom's not listening. That's how I can share the story.
my mom is not listening. No one better to know her. But I heard the I'm not going to say the equivalent of because I don't know what went on in the Hyman household. However, the same type of scenario where, you know, it sounded like he was hurting my mom and I was banging on the door and trying to tell him to stop hurting my mom.
Your mama probably swinging her hand like, damn it, girl, get away from the damn door.
Yes. Tell your nosy, you supposed to be outside somewhere. Go away, will you?
No. They're like,
That slow walk, you
I
get that slow
cream.
Walk with it.
I want ice cream.
Yeah, man.
Let's pause and come right back. We got a dope conversation coming up with Save James. It's 9:25.
Mama, forgive me, Mama. Forgive me.
You don't need no. It's down all the pair of shoes, you don't even know. It's down all the pair of shoes, you don't even know. Just have me in a car, you don't even know. I came up from the bottom, you don't even know. Getting up all right with me, you don't even know. Got good with me right now, you don't even know. This $1 million watch, you don't even know. Got $1 million crib, you don't even know.
Hey, that monster truck, sit tall as oak, so big, can't even talk. Don't like snakes, keep my grad cut so low, can't even more. Tip done, period, look high, glow, no, we don't do more. It ain't PJ, no rosé for me, so I don't even pour it. Bets on Tom Ford, button down Michael Kors. Always on like the refrigerator, unplugged in New York heart. AP and that P-Gate with a bright lean when I'm bored. Got a masterpiece and a 41 millimeter, you ain't even know it. Keep the 45 in my pocket, I ain't gon' show it. Till I have to pop it, then you gon' know it. Damn, who shot you, they don't even know it. Hawks gang, pick up Floyd. CVC front row it. Rocko the Dunn, CEO it. Ain't got a rapper, you know it.
It's down all the pair of shoes, you don't even know. It's down all the pair of shoes, you don't even know. Just have me in a car, you don't even know. I came up from the bottom, you don't even know. Getting up all right with me, you don't even know. Got good with me right now, you don't even know. This $1 million watch, you don't even know. Got $1 million crib, you don't even know. Hey,
Dusty, you see that re-rock? You ain't even know. I die over these Reeboks. You ain't even know it. Put me in the light on her champagne. She ain't even know it. I took her home and I enjoyed that. She ain't even know it. Got 100 acres I live on. You ain't even know it. Got 100 rounds in this AR. You ain't even know it. Got a battleship that I play with on cloud 9 in my spaceship. Zoned out, but he stay fresh from zone 1 through zone 6. Greeks all in my blood. Birds all in my dreams. Boats all in my yard. Lemon pepper my wings. I'm about to get you open. Get whack. You ain't even know. Your man looking about to turn his back. You ain't even know.
It's down all the pair of shoes. You don't even know. It's down all the pair of shoes. You don't even know. Just have me in a car. You don't even know. I came up from the bottom. You don't even know. Getting up all right with me, you don't even know. Got good with me right now, you don't even know. This $1 million watch, you don't even know. Got $1 million quick, you don't even know. Hey, you turned up every day, you don't even know. Got your chick with me right now, you don't even know. We turn up in the club, you don't even know. Got a 100 bottles coming, you don't even know. Hey. You don't even know. Just have me in a car. You don't even know. I came up from the bottom. You don't even know. Getting up all right with me. You don't even know. Got good with me right now. You don't even know. This $1 million watch. You don't even know. Got $1 million crib. You don't even know. Hey.
Hey. Hey. Damn, humming radio. You don't even know. No, it is around about that time, around the 10:30 p.m. on the East Coast and 6:30 p.m. on the West Coast.
All
and,
right.
And it's time for that man out of the DMV, Save James.
Ah!
For the dope talk.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man, this makes it personal now. Yeah, I like this role playing music right here. I'm the naughty cop that got the call.
Uh-oh.
After the spec
that's
out.
Who said role playing music.
It is.
Okay.
It is, but yeah, but I'm kind of like
at a crossroad right now. I'm kind of like not in a dilemma, but I need to get both sides of the opinion on this, both sides of the story on this one. Now, I got a person that, you know, that I met through a business conduit, and, you know, pretty good folks or whatever. Now, there has been some community, like, one of my other people's kind of like try to get to her on Facebook, right? You know, because they saw a picture and they thought that, you know, we was together and everything, but it wasn't like that.
Right.
So it just, so they ended up, you know, reaching out or whatever. He ended up reaching out to her, whatever, like that. Now, you know, I saw this whole thing playing out or whatever, but it's like, I'm looking at it like this. Now I got nothing to gain from the situation, but I know that I went to college with this dude, and sometimes he can get a little 730 on people. You know what I'm saying? Like,
go crazy for y'all that don't know. Go ahead.
Yeah, it can go, you know, and go left field real quick. Now I don't know. This is when he was younger. I don't know if, you know, things have changed over time, but this
probably
was still going on at like a later stage in life or whatever. Now, you know, I don't know how, you know, deep is going or whatever, but, you know, the person did express to me that, you know, there has been some extra contact made. Now, I don't know, like I said, I know it's guy code not to say anything like that, but I'm genuinely have good feelings about this person, and I'm looking to, like, you know, do business with the person in the future, too.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, do I say anything, like, you know, do I, like, hint at anything, like, you know, you might want to just keep it strictly professional, I don't know, yada, 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 or, you know what I'm saying, because I don't want, not to say I don't want to mess up my thing or whatever, but it's like, when she comes to me on some, you know, you knew this dude was bonkers, why you ain't say nothing beforehand type stuff.
Well, do y'all have that,
you know,
type of relationship, though? Like,
not really, no, not really. No,
you know what I mean? Like, where she wouldn't make it like you trying to block or what have you. You know what I'm saying?
Right, and that's what I don't want it to come across like.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
what
it'll seem like, because ultimately it'll seem like you're trying to undercut the other person.
And that's what I'm saying, but it's like,
right,
I got nothing to gain from this, because, you know, everything is up front. She knows, you know, situation, married kids, everything else like that. You know what I mean? Years
right.
in the game. So it's nothing like, you know, I'm going to gain some kind of advantage from it, but it's like, you know, I don't know. Like I said, I just kind of feel weird about it to even consider it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, how about this? How close are you and the guy?
Not really. You know what I'm saying? College,
okay. Well,
yes,
then yes, I would warn her. I mean, you don't have to be raw about it, but pretty, like, kind of, yeah, I would hint to not do that. You know what I'm saying?
And that's the thing, though, but it's like I feel some kind of way about doing that, because I wouldn't want anybody that knew me doing that to me. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like,
well,
there's arguments
there
that are valid for both sides of the playing field.
Right.
You know, I feel like that's violating, you know, my man card right there.
No, not really.
And that's the conflict that I'm having right now.
But if you plan on doing long-term business with this female, and you're going, and you, because you've already stated you feel like she would, you know, come at you with the, you know, well, you knew this dude was crazy type deal. I mean, because you can kind of feel.
But it's not like the type of character that this person exhibits is not like it's going to be a direct attack. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's going to come be flipping and, you know, causing a scene and all that. I'm not worried about that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But it's just like that. I don't know. Like I said, I'm just kind of confused of why I even have this intention or this inkling.
You're growing up.
You know what I'm saying? To even say something like that. What'd she say?
She said you're growing up.
Oh, whatever.
Hold on. First of all, I wasn't saying that to be facetious. I mean that in all seriousness, because the thing that you, I'm quite sure there was a point in time where you probably wouldn't even have gave it a second thought in the earlier years. You know what I'm saying?
Not say anything, just to let it fall.
Just let it fall as it may. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, but at this point in life, things are handled differently. And, again, if this person you're going to be in, you know, constant contact with and they bring it up, you know what I mean? But if that's not your man, though.
But the thing is, though, it just doesn't feel right to do that. But I'm just like, why am I even entertaining that thought? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're growing up.
That's that next level, Sabe. That's that next level
that's
right
the
there.
Next level.
Whatever, son. They're trying to make me
but
sound like
seriously,
I'm mature.
Seriously, no. Not, no, by no means. You've taken it that way.
Yeah, I know.
So run back the podcast. It's not, yeah, it's not meant that way. It's a good thing.
Not at all. Not at all.
Like to get, like,
I mean, it's not a bad thing. I'm just, you know, it's not a bad thing, but it's just like, you know, I don't know.
For me, bro, if you and old dude really, you know, didn't have that kind of relationship and you yourself, you know, sensed that something wasn't good for her and she's your real friend, that's where the loyalty lies.
But that's what I'm saying, like that's the thing about it, it's like, you know, I've known him for way longer, obviously. From college, but, you know, like I'm saying, for lack of a better term, the intimacy of the relationship was like, you know, we was cool. That was my man. We was people. We was crew and everything. But, you know, I left early from school, you know what I'm saying, and went somewhere else.
But you can give her a heads up without, yeah, you know, really dogging him, though. I mean, because
right,
that's true.
You don't have to dog him. And you know
yeah,
what
that's,
saying?
That's what I don't want it to seem like. That's what I don't
want. Yeah, and you don't have to. I'll even give you the verbiage. You know, let's take a pause for the cause, come back. I'll give you the verbiage. You know what I'm saying? Clearly, ain't putting put words in your mouth, but I will tell you how I would approach it, because not only is that a dilemma for you, I think that's a dilemma for a lot of people who want to stay out of it. But
that's the main thing. I want to stay clear of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, is it my place to even say
anything? That's not always a good thing, though. I think a lot
right.
of times we just want to deal with it. But you can deal with it and not bash him. Hey, we'll be right back. It's the network, Team Hot Radio Live.
What if I swing that toast and make a poop? I give a hoot and stop a troop without a stain. Like
a double deck to open. The baby comes to Papa Duke, a babaloo, ooh, a babaloo. Boogity boo, I went from Gucci to Snoozy to Figgity Flam, a goopy to Zha Zha to Yibbity Yabba Dabba, Fuji Gucci Sally Ho. I take my stove top instead of a data, so maybe I shoot him now. No, nope, maybe I shoot him later. Yep, I used to have a dog and bingo, what's his name, Mo? So, B-I-N-G-O-O. You do the hokey pokey, you turn yourself around, hun. So, dun 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 dun.
They wanna pack.
Come live for sale.
They wanna pack.
Come live for sale.
They wanna pack.
Come live for sale. Grab my neck for some live for sale.
They wanna pack.
Come live for sale.
They wanna pack.
Come live for sale.
They wanna pack.
Come live for sale. Grab my neck for some live for sale.
Hey, Dos Effects, that's a throwback right there. Yo, hopefully before we get out of here, we're going to hit another throwback. Yo, something like Rob Bass, It Takes Two. That'll be a good one. Hey, Hump Day Wednesday, how do you define the next level? What's the next level to you? And how do you know when you're ready to take it there? That's been our topic tonight. Say threw something out before the break. And for me, if you have a female friend and a male friend, who might be in a situation where they may, you know, be trying to connect, and you feel a certain way about some tendencies, but you're cool with them both. Maybe not cool, but you know them both, but you're cool with the female. For me, you don't have to bash the dude, but you want to put your friend on notice. I got a lot of female friends who I look at as literally, I want to deal with them like I would want somebody to deal with my sister. Like I want somebody to deal with my mother if she was in a predicament, you know, so that's how I would apply it. And so I wouldn't bash your dude and be like, sis, listen, you know, you know how we are, you know, include yourself in it. You know how we can be, you know, I just want to let you know, be careful. Make sure you know what you're dealing with. I ain't trying to say nothing bad, but just take heed that if I'm coming to you like this, I just want you to know I care about you, and just be careful. That's how I would deal with that. Nothing more, nothing less.
And that's, I'm gonna tell you this. That is perfect. And the reason why I say that is because I have gotten that message, but not in that manner. It was more so like, don't F with him. He's X Y Z. Da 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 da. CO nah. This is fine, huh? Like that, that comes across as hate. That right there, like, that's one of, you know, the question marks are, well, why are you coming so hard about this person? What is this person? You know what I'm saying? That leads to more questions. But you just saying, be careful, you know what I mean? Or, you know, take your time, what have you. However you choose to.
Yeah, see for me, I never want to say anything that at the end of the day, I'm not going to be comfortable addressing. Yep. And so you want to put it out there so that if she ever tells the story or is go back and is misconstrued, you don't ever want to have anything to where it could be flip-flop. You know, all she can say is, well, he brought something to my attention, but he ain't say nothing bad about you, though.
Right. Well, then, you don't want her saying that, though.
That's a worst-case scenario, and even in a worst case, if it comes back, that's all she can say. He brought something to my attention telling me to be careful. Yes, I did. Yes,
right.
I did because I care about you and I know him. He you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, man to man, that's a different conversation
because, come on, dog, that's
my sister. That's my sister,
yeah.
Dog. I want to let her know.
Exactly.
And I'm going to let you know I wanted to let her know. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you ain't going to punk me. I told her.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said something. And what?
What you gonna do?
Yeah, but the point is the point is I retract the N word. Excuse me. But nevertheless, the point is you don't have to bash him in order to put her on notice.
Right. Sure.
Right. I got you. And that's what I'm trying to avoid.
Yeah, and I can dig it, and I can remember some situations that I was in. In which I didn't do anything because I didn't want to come off as a hater.
Right. And that's what I'm wrestling with.
this is the thing, though. Worst case scenario, she says, you know, you're hating or what have you. If she feels that way, then just, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I'm not, but whatever. And then continue on like this should never happen. I mean, because the thing is that they'll learn sooner or later. I mean, I had that happen. Remember when I was telling y'all about the
But like I'm saying, though, what if there's a situation that really came up to where, you know, those tendencies aren't the same as they used to be, and it's a whole
right.
other person, and, you know, and actually, you know, works out for all of them. You dig what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah, but you could also, you know, just bring it across to where you're just concerned
well,
with
I
her
think,
well-being, regardless of who the man is.
But I think that's a, I think that's a good point, though. And so, I mean, with that being said, if you're referring to something that was 10, 15, 20 years ago,
right?
Then I personally think that's a little irrelevant. If laws roll off and bankruptcies roll off in 7 years.
Right.
Who the hell are we to bring up
right.
something from 10 years?
Right. And that's what I'm saying.
Right.
And that's what I'm
right.
saying. Because, you know, I want to say it was 20 years ago.
Right.
But I don't know. Like I said, it was long enough ago for things to have been different at this point in life. And,
oh, absolutely.
And that's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm wrestling with right there.
Oh, yeah.
Again, you could tell her without making it specific to him. You know what I mean? Like, I have a general conversation, like bring it up in general conversation, what have you, just told my relationship, and, you know, just, you know, be careful, you know, because niggas will tell you anything, you know, whatever, however you tell them. You know, I mean, that's the best big brother talk you can give a woman, you know, so, all right, that's, you know.
I say if it is beyond a bankruptcy law of 7 years, it is irrelevant.
Leave it alone, yeah. I can do
oh,
it.
Bless it. Yeah, you know what? You're right.
Better than the credit union.
And that's what I'm saying. I could dig it. I could dig that.
Yeah.
Dig that.
Don't tell her to be careful, because let me tell you, a man is a man. Whatever.
There you go. This non-trust thing.
I know, right?
No doubt. I mean, but I mean, good dialogue though. I mean, definitely good dialogue because I mean, the bottom line is this: you got to do something. You know, at the end of the day, if you see somebody in a situation or you know some information and you care about somebody, you want to help them. You don't want to see them go down the wrong track. But at the
right.
same time, we have to be able to balance out information because sometimes we get in people's ear with bad information.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
And so, you know.
And that's the point I'm trying to raise. That was the main
yeah,
point I'm
absolutely.
Trying to raise. Like, you know, I don't want it to me to throw that out there and really not be the case anymore. You know what I'm saying? So
I say the best default is to put yourself in that situation. And if you were him, what would you do?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? What would you want done? Would you want it to be dropped or would you want it, you know what I'm saying, to be exposed? And I'm thinking 7 years later, 8 years, 9 years later, I personally would want it to be dropped and let
you know
who I am, you know, demonstrate who I am today, because I used to be a gigolo. I'm not a gigolo
right.
today. I don't want people to see me as who I was when I was 22 at 38, because I'm not that person.
Right.
Expunge it.
But you know what? I mean, but time doesn't take away love, though.
Okay. We're going to pause, come back, and then you're gonna give us the philosophy behind that statement.
Yeah, because you got mushy. She got mushy with it. Aww.
He all crazy.
Hey, this is one. TM Hyman Radio Live. We'll be back. Hey, we really
want
to know what you mean.
I can't stand no man in bed. I don't want no man in bed. Ooh, here's a chance to be a man. Take my hand, understand. I don't want no minute man.
attention tonight. Follow my intuitions, what you wishing. See, I'ma keep you up all night for a long time. So start counting away. Wake me up, show me what you got, 'cause I don't want no one-minute man. Wake me up, show me what you got, 'cause I don't want no one-minute man. Wake me up, show me what you got, 'cause I don't want no one-minute man. Wake me up, show me what you got, 'cause I don't want no. Tonight I'ma give it to you, throw it to you. I want you to come prepared. Oh yeah. Boy, it's been a long time, a crazy long time, and I don't want no minute man, and that's real. Give it to me some more. Wake me up, show me what you got, 'cause I don't want no one minute man. Wake me up, show me what you got, 'cause I don't want no one minute man. Wake me up, show me what you got, 'cause I don't want no one minute man. Wake me up, show me what you got, 'cause I don't want no.
It's time to set your clock back about as long as you can. I stop daylight, it's ludicrous, the maintenance man. Get your oil changed, I check fluids and transmissions. You 1 minute fools, you wonder why y'all missing. On the back of milk cartons and it's no reward, no regard. Close, but it's no cigar. A hard head make a soft, but a hard make the sex last. I dump in pools and make a big splash. Water overflowing, so get your head right. It's all in your mind, punk, so keep your head tight. Enough with tips and advice and things. I'm big dog, having women seeing stripes and things. They go to sleep, start snoring, counting sheep and they so wet that their body started leaking. Just 'cause I'm an all-nighter, shoot all fire. Ludicrous balance and rotate all tires. Look, I'm not trying to give you love and affection. I'm trying to give you 60 seconds of affection. I'm trying to give you cat fear and direction. Get your independent out of here. Question? I'm not your man, not Ralph Tresvant, not Ronnie Roman. No, ma. I'm trying to hit you then put you in the middle of the round like I'm Roberto Duran. No, ma. 6 a.m. another chick in the
put
house.
Your hands up.
6:15 another chick kicked
put your
out.
Hands up.
Spent 1 minute trying to get out. The other 14 trying to put it in her mouth. Too chubby, too much and make you love me. Now be a nice wifey and run home to your hubby. 'Cause we both knowing what we doing is wrong. Don't forget to put your ring back on.
Number to dial. We are winding down the show, TM Hyman Radio Live. Still got the crew hanging out with us tonight. TM Hyman, Madam Boston, Eartha Chocolate, and I'm your boy, Save James. You got to say, but see, the thing is, though, you got to say it together. It goes together.
Eartha Chocolate.
Eartha Chocolate, yes.
You got to say it together. It goes together.
All
so
right. Yeah,
we will be back on fire. But matter of fact, I'm glad that song 1 Minute Man came up because I want to know how many of these one-night stands had this song applicable to their evening. Just real quick, a quick percentage.
Oh.
Yo, for me, it could be for me probably about 3 out of that 30 or so.
Ah, good for you.
Yeah, I say 2.
Okay.
And I told those stories on air already.
Yeah, I'd have to say maybe about two.
Okay. That's what's
right.
up.
Right, the
stands
like, ew. Like,
yeah, that's
tap him on the shoulder. What are you doing?
Yeah, those shouldn't even count.
Yeah. But they do. They do because we count them.
Unfortunately.
Regardless.
Right.
Because we count them.
Y'all count
them,
right?
That's that.
Hey, Matt Boston, before we get out of here, please explain the statement prior to the break.
Oh, because I said love doesn't change through time? Well, yeah, like love doesn't go away?
Uh-huh.
It doesn't. Because, like, when you were talking and you were like, you know, how you weren't the same person, you know, at like 23, 24, what have you, that you are now at 38. Well, I met you back then. I fell in love with you back then. And I love you still this year now. You know I love you.
Violins and harps, really?
Oh, wow. Oh,
okay.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Let me find some soft music for this. Hold on.
Oh, my God. Do not do that. See, y'all.
You put it out there. You put it out there.
Word.
Yeah, I know that. I'm talking about I don't want them playing no music to go with it.
All right. I got you. And I got you in the pocket.
You might not need the music, but I need the music right now.
Ow, all right. Ow, ow.
Get your glasses,
ow,
everybody.
Ow.
But, yes.
In the light.
Throughout the transitions, like, for real, from the person that you were to the person you are now, yeah, I still love you the same. It don't change.
Well, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
But my statement still remains, I'm not the same person I was when I was 22.
Exactly. And I know that.
Okay. Well, it's all love.
Yes, it is. And that's what I meant by that. Yeah.
No doubt.
Y'all don't get quiet now.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the music to kick back in.
Okay, my fault. You're about to get on the washing machine. So that's
all.
What a...
buzz off real quick.
Wow. The washer really say wow.
Yeah, buzz off real quick on the washing machine.
That's
okay.
Funny.
Oh my God.
You just got me.
I swear.
A quick buzz off.
Wow.
Yo, if y'all just run back the podcast, it'll be available in like 20 minutes. We need a TM Hyman radio
live. What in the world?
I am Madam Boston. That is hot chocolate. That's same name.
That's buzzing chocolate.
Thunder chocolate.
Buzzing chocolate.
Yo, we will be back with you on Friday at 9 p.m. Set your watches, what have you. Then you do well.